With the advent of voting machines, casting a ballot has gotten a lot more technical.
You know, once upon a time, I remember the first time I voted, it was all paper ballots. Now that was 20 years ago almost, no, 22 years ago now. It has gotten more complicated.
That's Democratic candidate for the Shelby County Commission, Steve Ross. Ross says he doesn't know exactly what went wrong, but he believes about 4% of early voters have gotten incorrect ballots so far.
There are a lot of opportunities for failure there because it has become more complex.
Here's how Ross got to his conclusions.
Just a Google Earth map provided by the state.
That's right, Google Earth. First, Ross used the Election Commission's public list of everyone who's voted so far. That list includes each voter's address and the district they voted in. Then, Ross plugged each of those addresses into that Google Earth map that he got from the state. Ross checked to see if the district that each person voted in matched the district they lived in. Ross says 1,019 times it didn't. He blames a complicated recent redistricting that he says made the Election Commission's job very difficult.
If you look at the way that the state legislature redistricted the state house districts particularly, they went down into census block level. There are five districts very, very tightly mashed together. That creates a lot of opportunity for failure, especially when you're trying to update the voter file very quickly.
The Election Commission is aware of this problem. The commission took the online tool, which allows voters to look up their district, off their website last week. That's because they realized that the information that tool was providing some voters was wrong. Now the Election Commission has all of Ross's findings. Here's Chairman Robert Myers.
Well, we're going to look at Mr. Ross's data and analyze it to determine whether or not his suggestions are correct or not.
Early voting ends Saturday. Election day is August 2nd. If you notice anything wrong with your ballot, don't vote. Alert an election official immediately and allow them to fix the problem before you cast your ballot. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.